C&H Hog Farms, located on the Buffalo National River watershed, has been in operation for almost a year now. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us to an Ozarks homestead a mile downstream to illustrate why the swine breeding factory remains controversial.
Big Creek cascades down a rocky forested gorge past the Fowler homestead northwest of Mount Judy. Sitting at the kitchen table, Jewel Greenhall Fowler says her family has maintained this place for centuries.
So my great-grandparents homesteaded this, and I'd say somewhere in the early 1700s, we always had clean water to drink. We always have a little spring right up here.
This historic homestead is less than a mile from a new swine breeding factory farm. And daughter Pam Fowler says the smell is horrific.
And it varies. Sometimes it's of the morning. Sometimes it's all day long. Sometimes it's of the evening. It's just, I can't describe how awful it is. We can't go outside.
C&H Hog Farms was permitted by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality in late 2012 to house up to 6,500 swine, a mix of sows, piglets, and boars, into what's called a confined feeding animal operation, CAFO for short. And Jewel Fowler says she's never heard tell of such tight quarters and doesn't like it. Mount Judy's a tight-knit community where dissent is discouraged.
I'm just like an onion in a petunia patch because I'm the only one that's against it because people around here were poor. There's no jobs around here. And they thought that, you know, if there's an opportunity for this guy to make money.
C&H Hog Farm owner Jason Henson, under contract with Cargill, opened up his new hog breeding complex last spring to media. Perpetually pregnant sows are confined to concrete floor barns, to narrow metal gestation and later lactation crates. Weaned piglets are shipped off to be fattened and slaughtered. At capacity, the factory can generate up to 2 million gallons of sewage a year, held in storage lagoons and sprayed on a constellation of nearby farm fields. One field is close to Mount Judy's public school, says Pam Fowler.
You know, the teachers there say that they smell it all the time. A lot of days they can't take the kids out to recess because it smells so horrible.
Odors are not regulated by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, and swine farms, studies show, emit hydrogen sulfide, ammonia, and particulate, which can cause eye irritation, nausea, and headache. Children with asthma can also be affected. But to many farmers, that's the smell of money. Hog and poultry waste are routinely spread on farm fields in Arkansas to grow pasture to feed cattle. Even Big Creek is changing, Pam Fowler says. The rocks are slimier and green algae blooms clump in the crystalline water.
Now when I go down there to wade, I think, is it really safe to be in this water?
That's why the Fowler family has allowed experts like UA geoscientist emeritus Dr. Van Brahana to come sample the creek. They worry it's also polluting the Buffalo National River, which is about 5 miles downstream. This hot June morning, Dr. Van Brahana paddles the Buffalo National River beneath blazing blue skies. While negotiating a bend of swift water, he talks about the water quality monitoring he's conducting.
The analyses themselves are being run at no charge by Joe Nix down at Ouachita Baptist University. I'm doing all of the sampling, the dye tracing at no charge. And we have a variety of students. We have a variety of retirees, spectacular individuals who are passionate about this river.
Big Creek Basin samples taken prior to the farm going online were free of excess nutrients and pathogens, he said. So that baseline exists now. And to prove just how quickly contaminants can move through Ozark's karst, fractured subsurface limestone, sandstone, and shale, Dr. Rahana conducted non-toxic dye tracing in March.
And we got very fast velocities.
The National Park Service is also monitoring Big Creek Basin. And a team of UA researchers funded by the state legislature are sampling the watershed as well.
They are tied to the agriculture department, so I personally feel that it's appropriate to have a group that does not have that tie, that is collecting similar type information, and that represents us.
This spring, high levels of E. coli were documented in the basin, either kicked up by turbulence or traced to the swine farm. No one knows yet. That's why Brahana's team will next attempt to source track it using state-of-the-art genetic methods. Out of the gate, CNH Hog Farms has been plagued with problems. According to ADEQ compliance records, the sewage lagoons permitted to leak as many as 5,000 gallons per day show chronic liner cracks and erosion. Spray fields were not clearly mapped to protect riparian buffer zones or steep embankments, and a carcass management plan was not in place. In response, owner Jason Henson said problems have been addressed. He also demanded requested portions of that report be redacted from public view. They were not. Paddling down the Buffalo, Dr. Van Brahana is surrounded by a media flotilla armed with cameras and microphones, coordinated by the National Parks Conservation Association, which works to protect our nation's national parks. And wading into the gravelly river on a break, Emily Jones, senior program manager over the Southeast region, has strong opinions regarding the new swine CAFO on the Buffalo.
There's a lot of places where these things are much more appropriate. This kind of farming might be more appropriate, but the watershed of a national park, a national river, America's first national river, it's just not the most appropriate location, so we'd like to see it moved out of this watershed.
The National Parks Service Conservation Association has formed a coalition with several local and state groups, including the Arkansas Canoe Club and the newly formed Buffalo River Watershed Alliance, which counts 1,000 members.
Our goals are to shut down CNH Hog Farm and stop any future CAFOs in the Buffalo River watershed.
President Gordon Watkins said with legal support from Earth Justice, they filed a federal lawsuit challenging the U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency and U.S. Small Business Administration for their inadequate review and improper authorization of a $2.4 million loan guarantee to CNH Hog Farms.
We're seeking a revocation of the loan guarantees would be the ultimate outcome. This would not necessarily close the swine operation. We've known that from the beginning, but this is strictly challenging the loan guarantees that the federal government provided. And it's on the basis that there was an inadequate environmental assessment done, that it's really was kind of a slapdash job by the FSA, and the SBA just sort of accepted their work.
Gordon Watkins is a proponent of sustainable community-based agriculture, and in contrast, he says, the farm startup was conducted behind closed doors.
That's, I think, in large part due to an inadequate requirement by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. They're the ones who issued the permit, and this was the first and so far the only permit issued under the Regulation 6 requirements, and that regulation does not require notification of neighboring landowners, unlike the other more common Regulation 5 permit.
Several coalition members have petitioned the Arkansas Department of Pollution Control and Ecology to fix those regulations. Sitting outside the Gilbert Cafe after the media float, Alice Andrews with Ozark Society says preserving the river is critical.
The Ozark Society and the Arkansas Public Policy Panel filed a petition with Pollution Control and Ecology Commission to initiate third-party rulemaking, which will affect Regulations 5 and 6, and it would basically prevent any more CAFOs that are medium or large size on the in the Buffalo River watershed.
In the interim, PCNE issued a six-month moratorium on CAFO construction on the Buffalo National River. A public hearing on the matter will be held June 17th in Harrison. Public comment due July 1st. A decision expected by the end of the year with additional review. CNH Hog Farms is among 200 swine farms operating in Arkansas. And according to ADEQ, swine farms previous to the new CAFO rule could have an unlimited number of hogs. The agency does not maintain a tally or range, but a look at two records indicate one farm in Washington County has nearly 7,000 swine, another on Benton County, 9,000. As for corporate pork, Smithfield is the fattest, followed by Tyson Foods, Swift, then Cargill, CNH's integrator. In an email correspondence for this story, a Cargill spokesperson said, while there are no plans to grow its hog operations in Arkansas, farm consolidations should be expected. And Cargill also said no more swine CAFOs are planned for the Buffalo National River watershed. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.